Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in hour number two of The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires valued up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right, three lucky listeners will receive a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees valued up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chance to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th for a set of brand new tires. That's right. Enter and get the rules. Just go and visit foxsportsradio.com. Sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rob, I do want to say, and during the first hour, your crew here was kind enough to share just a tad bit of the rendition of the Canadian national anthem. And it obviously sparked some interest from the listeners.
People wanted to hear it again?
Well, I don't know if anybody needs to hear it again, but Eddie tweets the show, and he goes, you know what? Rob sounded like Alfalfa. And I don't know if that was necessary. I know Eddie does listen to us on AM 570 in Los Angeles and is a big Fox Sports Radio listener, but I do want you to know that it did make an impression.
Well, you know what? We should hear the whole thing. We're just going to do it. Can we hear a little piece of
it? Oh, Canada! With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the North strong and free.
This is horrific.
From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
You can't sing.
God keep our land.
Here we go, friend.
Glorious and free.
Glorious and free.
Canada.
Oh, Canada, We stand on guard for thee.
All right, big finish. Here we go.
A classic moment, in Odd Couple history. As we're about to start our 6th year on the show, that might be one of our greatest moments, Rob G. Alex, no?
No, it might have been one of your worst moments, quite frankly. God. Oh, my God.
The only thing worse than that.
Where's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
I know. They should be at the door right now.
They're riding in.
The only thing worse than that was Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, he sang it too?
No, he opened up his pie hole and said he deserves every opportunity to win a title. Listen to this craziness, Fred. Listen to this.
Okay. I just want to win a championship. Whatever it takes. I don't know what that's going to be, whether it's in Philly or anywhere else. I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one, and then you can think about the next one. It's not easy. But it takes more than, two, three guys. Gotta have, good people around you and, myself. Every single day I work hard to, be at that level so I can produce and make it happen. So,
what was wrong with his pie hole, Rob?
Well, Fred, they went to Boston, okay? Can I explain what happened this past season?
Please do.
He won the MVP. Wrongly, I might add, because of Kendrick Perkins and all those people who campaigned against the Joker, okay, who were all wound up with mud on their face. They didn't think he deserved it. And what did the guy do, Fred? He won a world championship and was a hell of a player and broke all kinds of playoff and finals records. He was tremendous. And Embiid won the MVP, okay? So he bellyached enough. They felt he deserved a shot at an MVP. They gave him one. Game one against the Celtics. There's no Embiid, and James Harden goes into Boston, and they win game one.
Okay.
They go to Boston for game five and win game five to go up 3-2. All they have to do is win one of the final two games.
All right.
To be able to advance.
Okay.
And what they do? They lost them both, and Joel Embiid was a no-show. And now he's going to talk about he deserves a chance to win a title. You had a chance this past year coming off your MVP season. I mean, these guys, really? Oh, I want a chance to win. Send me to a team where I can win or whatever. How about doing it the old-fashioned way? How about pulling up your sleeves, Fred, and pulling up your own
bootstraps.
Thank you. Bootstraps. There you go. I couldn't even get it out.
Yeah.
Do that and win a championship rather than always wanting to be like ready-made. You know what they want? They want you to tear the package open, pour it in the bowl, add some water, and stir, and that's supposed to get them a championship. I'm so tired of these guys.
Well, all right. First of all, I'm not sure that he wanted to be ready-made, poured into a bowl, stirred, and won. I'm not sure that's what he said. The other part of it is he could very well be saying, I want to win a championship here. Rob, his body of work over the years, when he has not been injured.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay.
Okay. Good. It's been pretty good. I mean, he is a guy.
He did miss the first 3 years, right?
Well, stuff happens.
Okay.
Look at Zion Williamson. We're going to give that guy $145 million. For what? Why are you paying him? He hadn't even played. But that's the NBA. Okay. So, his frustration is he's not won. I can see him wanting to win. And unless I'm really wrong, I don't think he said, and I don't want it to be here. I don't think that's what he said. I want to win anywhere but here. I also don't think he said, send me any place but here. I think what he's saying is, I want to win. And I think I'm glad he said it. I want to win.
Do you have to say that? Is anybody playing professional sports not want to win, Fred?
Yeah, but look.
But for him to throw in, I want to win here or wherever it may be or whatever. We already know that. Just say I want to win a championship. You don't need to say somewhere else. The fans in Philadelphia want to hear that.
Well, the fans in
Seriously.
The fans in Philadelphia aren't happy.
Why do they want to hear that? Or wherever it may be. I don't know. It might not be here.
It's Monday.
Really?
It's Monday at 8:09 Eastern time. The fans in Philadelphia are not happy.
They're not happy at all? I get
That's what I'm saying. So he's making a statement. I want to win.
All right, but that's enough. I want to win. That is self-explanatory. You don't have to add here or somewhere else. You just want to win. And if you can win in Philadelphia and step up to the table and be big in big games, then that's fine.
But has he never been big in big games throughout his career? Has he never played well in big games?
He's played poorly a lot as well, Fred, in big games. The Boston series, exactly. Go look at Rob G. You got the box score to the last two games? He was a no-show. Casper, the friendly ghost, was there.
Yeah, and Rob G. would have that just top of mind. Hey, what's the box score of the last two Philly-Boston games?
Well, he's the best producer in the radio. He has it.
Okay.
It'll take about 15 minutes, but he has it.
Exactly.
See, look, he's got it.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Last two games against Boston here in these playoffs, Joel Embiid went 14 for 37 shooting from the field.
Well, you can't blame him. He certainly took some shots. They just didn't fall. What do you mean he didn't show up?
He didn't take shots, though, and didn't he not shoot in game 7? Didn't
14 for 37.
No, but if you go look back in that game, what did he have in game 7? Remember, they stopped shooting. I think he didn't shoot for it. He just stopped. Like, gave up.
What are you calling him, Anthony Davis?
Maybe. My point is, he's the last guy that should be talking about wanting to win a championship, and if it isn't Philadelphia, somewhere else. I'm just saying, if he performed and did everything, they built a team. You remember they told us to trust the process, and they got all these draft picks, and they did all this, and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple times. They just never won. So it's not like he didn't have a chance to win a championship, Fred. The 76ers have done as just about everything that they could. They had Jimmy Butler, right? They brought Jimmy Butler in.
Absolutely.
They had James Harden, or they still have him. But they brought in stars to complement him, right? Ben Simmons didn't work out. They moved Ben Simmons. I mean, I'm saying, like, it ain't like they're not trying, but you also need to show up. That's what gets me with these guys.
Well, look, I really felt badly with the Sixers being eliminated for Doc Rivers, because when you get to the big game, he's done it once, but not since. They cannot close the deal. And I feel badly for Doc Rivers. For Joel Embiid, I'd be frustrated. And I see, you know, he didn't show up. His body of work would indicate he can win. And I just think it's been a set of unfortunate circumstances. It has been in the league so long now that it's like, okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm tired of this. I want to win. I want to win wherever. I want to win.
But you just should say that. I want to win. I think everybody would embrace that. If I'm a fan in Philadelphia, he wants to win. But you don't need to say that.
You know what I think he was doing?
I want to eat, Fred. Do I need to? I have to eat, right?
Where do you want to eat at? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I think he was referring to, where I want to win here or wherever? I think he means he wants to win on the road. So if the Sixers are in a game 7 in Boston, he wants to win there. He wants to win on the road. He wants to win, period. I don't know. I understand what you're saying, and I get it. But I'll ask you this. All right, big men around the league. Would you take him? I would. I would take him in a heartbeat. Would you want him on your team? I would.
Yeah, but you
I would want him in a heartbeat.
You can't be the guy belly aching about winning and just hinting that you're going somewhere else if they don't win or they don't do what they need to do. You need to play better, because that would be my question. Is it about Joel Embiid playing better or the Sixers being better as far as putting together a team? Which one is it? Because I think it's about Joel Embiid playing better.
And I think it's about the Sixers putting a team together.
See, and you know what? Embiid has shot 40% or worse from the field in 18 of his 53 career playoff games. So 34% of the time, he's played poorly, 34%. And he's sitting around talking about whether I can win here or somewhere else. Play better. If you play better in the postseason, you have a better chance of winning. You're the guy. You're Mr. MVP now.
Well, he is Mr. MVP now. Now let's see what he does this year. I have to tell you, I hear what you're saying, and I understand you're offended by his remark about wherever.
Right, that part bothers
me. That's the part that's the only thing that's bothering you.
Right.
And he said wherever. I'm saying wherever could be in Philly, and he wants it to be there. I'm telling you, he wants it to be there. He's frustrated. I get it. I understand. He's been in the league. He should win. And perhaps, you know, you go, well, they had James Harden, but they also had Ben Simmons. And who? You know what? They didn't have enough to win, period.
They had Jimmy Butler.
They had Jimmy Butler. They didn't have enough to win. They had Doc Rivers. He couldn't win.
You know what?
And I like Doc a lot.
That team was so sick, it didn't need a doctor anymore. It needed a nurse, so they made a change.
Are we going to go back to the national anthem after that?
No, we're not. No, we're not.
All right.
All right, here we go. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Sixers' playoff failures more on Joel Embiid or the team around him? That's what we want to hear from you. We'll continue this conversation next. 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan, in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For the hottest sports take in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is a Magic City Monday here on the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Progressive. insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We're going to hear from John Paul Morosi from MLB Network, and he's, of course, a Fox Sports Radio MLB insider. That's coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes. But first, your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. And basically, is it the Sixers' fault that he hadn't won a championship, or is it Joel Embiid's fault, for the most part, that he hasn't won a championship?
All right, well, Will is in Wisconsin. Appreciate you holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. Will, who do you blame?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Fred.
How are you?
Oh, good, Rob. It's good to be able to call in again. I know it's been a while here, but just, button it up with some things in the sports broadcasting school there, Rob.
Very nice.
And also life there. But I got to tell you, this one, I know that, you know, as far as me and the business mind and always starting at the front, I got to tell you, Joel Embiid's response after this loss this year tells me everything about the will or skill issue debate. You know, does he have to take another level of skill, or does he just have to dial in? And Rob, it's his dialing in. Now, Doc, when I pull him out as a coach, Doc has always sort of leveraged how best he's able to communicate that play and everything to his smartest player and then let them kind of do that in the court. Kevin Garnett, we know he's known for his tenacity. Great playmaker, man. Really unsung floor general of that group. Ray Allen scoring, Paul Pierce is gritting and grinding, but Kevin Garnett was the engine. You put him with Chris Paul, looking for some semblance of that with the team, with him, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, to some lesser degree of a Kevin Garnett. Wasn't able to happen. Then we take a look at the Sixers. Joel Embiid's skill is a top-tier skill. His will to go above that and be that in those moments is what doesn't translate to that playability. That's what's missing.
Yeah, and it always seems to be missing in the big games when they're trying to get there. And, Fred, at some point, you got to look in the mirror.
No, I understand.
When you're not performing, right? I mean,
I understand. But what I'm saying is, again, you're saying he disappeared in those games. What I'm saying is, if you look at the total body of work, the guy can win. Yeah, he didn't win then, but they had a series lead and they lost it.
When you go to Boston and you win game five on the road,
yeah,
you got the MVP on your team. That was your opportunity. He's talking about he wants to win a championship. Wasn't that your opportunity to beat the Celtics and knock them out?
Yeah, it was a good opportunity. It was. Sean in Sacramento, appreciate you holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. What's up, Sean?
Sean, what's up?
Yo, my uncle from another. And Fred, it's good to NBC you again on the show, brother.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, man, welcome from retirement. And I, for all the Odd Couple listeners, these two are responsible for the funniest moment in Odd Couple history when Rob dropped the clue, morning.
Fred, oh, yeah. Fred, look, hey, Rob G., Fred was mortified that day. You remember that? Sean, you're right.
Well, what was wrong was I thought it was a 12-year-old dropping the clue.
Oh, is that what it was?
I was like, what?
Oh, my God. So with this one, it's funny you guys were talking about the lack of a strong union in hour one. This is almost on the polar opposite side of the scales, right? You got players that are getting paid higher and higher amounts, guaranteed contracts, making idiotic statements on the air. But I got to agree with Fred on this, Rob. The fact that the 76ers had Jimmy Butler, who's gone to two NBA finals since then, the fact that they tried to build around Joel Embiid and put his best friend and buddy, Daryl Morey, got his guy James Harden on the team after seeing the failures he had in Houston and in Brooklyn. It's poor team building by the 76ers. They're giving in to their players and they're not getting the results. So I got to side with Fred on this one, Rob.
He's got to play better though, Sean. Are you not admitting that he hasn't played up to par?
I agree with that, but for him to be the MVP, his play was solid all year round. I think he's seeing the pieces around him, and I'm not saying that it's an excuse for him to play bad in the playoffs, but he has to have more fire, and the team has to put better pieces around him. If he had Jimmy Butler to close those games out, what happened with James Harden would not have happened, despite his 50 and 40-something point games during that series.
All right, Sean, I will agree to disagree on this one, but always appreciate you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you so much. All right. Coming up next, we'll the Angels trade Shohei Ohtani before the deadline. We'll talk with our man, John Morosi. He has that answer next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard is on vacation, and one guy who's an all-star all year long and every year is John Morosi from MLB Network and a Fox Sports Radio MLB insider and a friend of mine, Fred Rogan. Say hello to John Morosi here on The Odd Couple. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Rob and Fred, how's everything going, my friends? I really appreciate the invitation to be on the show. This is a great time of year to be talking baseball.
No doubt. And here we go. Let's just get right to it. And the Angels, you know, with the injuries, they're not going to make the playoffs. There's no way with Trout being out and the stuff going on. Do you trade Shohei, or is this about the owner, Artie Moreno, trying to save face and not be the guy like who sold Babe Ruth? You know, like, is it about that, or should you try to get something before this guy walks on you?
Well, this is the big question in Major League Baseball right now, and will be for the next 2 weeks, because the deadline is 2 weeks from tomorrow. What I can say is that the Angels are listening to offers for Shohei Ohtani, or at least at this point in time, the beginning parts of those conversations, the conceptual dialogue is probably the safer way to say it at this juncture. I do believe that the price tag to move him is extraordinarily high. It's difficult, I believe, to find what would be a sufficient price in prospects for a team to give up for just 2+ months of a player, but fully realizing he's the greatest all-around player that we've probably ever seen in terms of pitching and hitting all at the same time. The one issue, Rob and Fred, right now, one of the many issues, is that he's got this blister on his pitching hand, and he's thrown only about 10 innings in the last couple weeks, and they weren't especially good in terms of his standards. So how do you price a player whose versatility is his calling card when the pitching side of it is in doubt, at least in the short term? And you certainly would say, well, it's a short-term question, but this is a short-term deal. It's a 2-month deal plus the playoffs. This is not yet the $500 million deal. That, my friends, is probably coming sometime this winter.
Well, here's the follow-up to that. And the reason why, Fred and John, that you would make a deal like this, even if it's only for short-term, is maybe you get him in the fold. Maybe he likes the surroundings, right? Maybe you win a championship with him and he wants to stick around. It's worth, to me, if you can get that guy. Why wouldn't, and I'm just throwing this out there, why wouldn't a team like Tampa Bay give up all these young players and all these people that they're developing to try to finally win a championship, even if he's out of Tampa after this? Is that out of the question?
No, it's not out of the question. I actually think that two of the better options on the short term to get Ohtani are Tampa and Baltimore.
I
think both of those teams look really good in terms of the way they profile. They've got the young talent to make a deal happen. They're really well-balanced teams that I think could incorporate him. And also, here's the other thing. When you add in Ohtani as a pitcher, you, by definition, have to go to a six-man rotation. And the Rays and Orioles are both nimble enough in their structure to make that a reality. Rob and Fred, I really do not like the fit with the Mets in their current constitution, because you've got older veterans who have to be on regular routines in Scherzer and Verlander, and unless and until you trade one or both of them, which would be difficult given how much money they're making, how would that work? You would have older 40-year-old pitchers, two of them, plus Ohtani, all of them who you have to engineer your rotation around. I mean, that's complicated. And I don't see that being the optimal spot. I'm sure the Mets will be part of the conversation as long as we're having it about where he might go as a free agent. But I just do not see that being the best fit for him in the long term. But I do fully agree with you, Rob, that in the short term, Orioles and Rays, two really good farm systems. Maybe it's finally time for the Rays to just go all in and say, you know what, darn the future, we're just going to try to win the World Series here in 2023.
Okay, and the reason that won't happen, John, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Why?
But the reason Baltimore and Tampa are not going to do that is because he probably won't be enough to win the World Series. They're not going to be able to re-sign him. And the way they are constructing their team is through the farm system. That being said, I get what you're saying, John, and Rob, I know what you're saying as well. I don't see the Mets going all in because they're basically left for
dead. So who do you think he's going to get traded where?
Here's what I think the problem is.
Okay.
And John, you tell me because you cover it every single day. The Angels botched this big time. They should have traded him last year. They should have traded him last year when they would have gotten a good return to move forward. Problem is, they're not going to get enough because it is a rental now.
Right.
And whoever signs him probably will not retain him.
But Fred, they didn't want to get rid of him. They were trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's a business part to it.
Yeah, but there comes a point in time, John, where you got to win. And again, because I work in Los Angeles and I cover these guys every day, I think they bungled this. And there's a possibility they don't even move him because they can't get enough for him. And I think it's really sad for the people in Orange County that support the team. Look. They can't win with Ohtani. They can't win with Trout. The problem with the Angels, quite frankly, and John, tell me if I'm right or wrong, there's no infrastructure. There's no consistency. There's no farm system that allows you to replenish and then go out and get a big star if you need it. That's the issue with the pitching. They're just not, as an organization, geared for sustained success. And I don't know if they get enough moving him right now. And I would trade him. I would. But I don't know if they get enough back, John.
Right, and I think last year we have to remember two things. Number one, they thought they were not that far away from being a quality team last year. Now, maybe that was an incorrect assessment, but that was where they believed they were a year ago. The other piece is, remember, of course, they were up for sale at least tentatively a year ago.
Right. Yep.
And that's one significant consideration that perhaps the calculus was, well, if we sell the team, it's a lot more valuable with Shohei than without him. And so there was a business reason. And honestly, a lot of the reasons that he's still an Angel now, in terms of any time you're at the ballpark, as you are often, Fred, you look around at the signage around the ballpark and how many international companies are represented there and how many sponsorships the Angels have internationally. There's a very real revenue stream that goes along with every single game he plays in that is difficult to give up. And think about all the season tickets they sold this year based on their fans knowing that Shohei was still on the team. Those types of things matter, and you're right. I think, Fred, in terms of the infrastructure and the way they've developed players, I think for a long time they've had these superstars, whether it's Trout, Ohtani, and to some extent Rendon, and they were trying to surround these three stars with as much talent as they could without being as methodical and comprehensive, is the word I'll use to describe the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a very comprehensive organization. They spend big, but they also spend small in the right ways. And I just don't think the Angels have been patient and deliberate enough to get to that point. I think case in point right now, Fred, and you know this, they've promoted a couple pitchers this year who were drafted last year.
Yeah, double A.
They've been extremely quick in promoting guys because they've been, I don't know if desperate is the right word, but I'll use it here, desperate to try to win with these two superstars. And now they may be on the verge, guys, of not even ever having a fully contending, competitive, winning record type season with one of the great talents in the history of North American pro sports.
Yep, you're absolutely right, John.
It is amazing when you think, who will be the last thing, John, who will be the big buyer at the in 2 weeks when we get to the trade deadline? Who will be the biggest buyer?
So it's a great question. I do think Houston is going to be aggressive. Dana Brown is in his first year as the GM there. He's an outstanding evaluator, great executive. They know they need starting pitching help. I think the Astros are going to be aggressive. The Reds, I know you were talking about them earlier as we came on the air. I think that's a big-time team to follow. They need some pitching as well. And the Orioles need some pitching as well. I mean, they're a ball club that I think will be aggressive. I just love the American League East. And I know we often talk about how how the Red Sox and Yankees get a lot of attention. Well, they're playing in a division right now with five teams all above 500. Take whatever analogy you want, the SEC of Major League Baseball, this is where the action is. And I'm just so thrilled to be watching all the storylines playing out right now here as we get into the second half.
No doubt. He's one of the best. John Morosi, our friend from Fox Sports, from MLB Network, and, of course, a Fox Sports Radio MLB insider. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Rob and Fred, I appreciate you as well, and look forward to seeing you both at the ballpark here very soon.
Take care, John.
All right. It's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources say is next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you're looking for the sources, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double the cash back you've earned. That's right, Fred. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. And guess what? It's time for Sources Say. Yes.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Rob and Fred's combined 103 years of journalism experience.
Fred has 60 of those.
To the test. That actually might be accurate today.
I'm no, right, might Fred? Be right
no, there. I do not have 60. Seriously? How many years do you have, Rob?
I have 37. That's the real number. I've been a professional writer, broadcast, 37 years.
How okay, many so between us... We have 85.
Wow.
There you go. Well, Rob, don't shortchange the work you did at Martin Van Buren High School.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're a Hall of Famer for a reason.
You know, I mean, you know, I did start a newspaper when I was in high school.
I started one in elementary school.
Oh, one up on me.
That's true.
That's why he's the dean.
Yes, he is the dean.
Oh, can I say something? I know we have to get to this. At the top of the hour, 9 Eastern, there's something on my mind. I've got to get this off my chest.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, 9 Eastern, okay?
That's a tease.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I got 7 stories. I'll sound a little bit real. I'll sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good, which sources are bad. So let's get to it. Story number 1. My sources say that Micah Parsons, pass rusher extraordinaire from the Cowboys, revealed on Twitter over the weekend that his mother still pays for his phone bill and his Netflix, even though he is a multimillionaire. Rob Parker, this is right up your alley. Are my sources good?
If mama want to pay for stuff, it's okay. She loves her baby. I know another pro athlete who told me that he used to get breakfast in bed every day growing up. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Like,
well, his mother brought it to
him? Yes, every day, like growing up when he was in high school.
Yeah. Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Every day, breakfast in bed. You had breakfast in bed when you were a kid?
No.
Okay.
I don't eat breakfast.
Well, Rob, it must have worked. You say he's a professional athlete,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did work.
Seems it worked.
But in this case, I think this is true.
I think it's true, too.
That's crazy. And the only problem is, right, is that she's paying for cricket. Because that's, you know, she didn't want to pay for the, I'm sorry, cricket, yes.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Everything's not funny.
What is the matter?
I don't know.
Story number 2.
Wow.
Charlotte Bobcats draft pick Brandon Miller, who struggled in the summer league, revealed during an on-air interview.
You said Bob, they're the Hornets.
My bad. Yes, the Hornets.
Okay, then I say your sources are not right.
That's right. My sources are already wrong.
I'm like,
I think he misremembered.
I do misremember. Okay. Thank you. But in any
event, I'm listening to you, Rob G. I want you to know.
My sources say that Brandon Miller revealed during an on-air social media interview that he has no idea who Chris Middleton is, all-star forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. Fred, my sources are good.
Yeah, your sources are good.
No, that's false. That's crazy. The Dodgers just took the lead. What was that, a 3-run bomb? What did I miss?
I'm knee-deep in this segment, Rob. I'm not watching television.
Would you let him do his job?
Please.
Was it a 3-run home run or some Steve?
Yes, it was a 3-run home run.
Okay. Chris Taylor? Yep.
The Dodgers were down 3-0 in this game in Baltimore. That's a big turnaround so far.
Shout out to newsman extraordinaire Steve DeSager.
Yes.
Got his eye on the prize. Level number 3, story number 3. My sources say that former NFL offensive lineman Russell Okung revealed to TMZ Sports this week that he lost 56 pounds in 40 days during an all-water-based diet. Rob, my source is good.
I like that.
He lost 40 pounds or 50 pounds?
56 pounds in
40 days.
Yeah.
No, that's too much weight. Even water has calories. No way you lose that much weight.
All right, No.
I'm sorry. Did you say water has calories?
Yeah, that was, again, who knows what he said.
I don't know if I'm taking dieting advice from Rob Parker.
No, you should. You drink water to lose weight. That's true.
But you can't lose 56 pounds in 40 days on just water.
I would agree. So it's not
false.
True. It's false.
What?
Sure beats that meat, cheese, and mayo diet, right, Rob?
Sure does.
I'm going to be slim come my 60th birthday in January.
I just booked my room, by the way.
Did you book your room?
I did.
That's the one that Fred is emceeing.
Yes, I will be emceeing Rob's roast for his birthday celebration in Vegas.
Yes.
And because of that, Fred deserves a free room, Rob. Just saying.
I thought you were bringing everybody in, you said.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What? He's flying everybody
that's
in.
What I heard.
He's hooking up with the rooms.
What are you guys trying to do, break me? All right, it is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 coming up. Stick and stay.
Water has calories.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.